You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Monday afternoon. It is the first day of July. On the phone line with us, Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
What happened in Chicago?
Well, we started somewhat in follow-through from Friday's reaction there. Of course, new crop under pressure from favorable weather, acreage, and so forth. These corn found some support in the longer-term charge close to this $5 level. Same thing in November beans is $12.40 area or so. For the bull to make sure these levels kind of hold here, we're oversold due for some type of correction turnaround here on the short-term scale. But with the favorable weather, ideas to crops improving for the most part, other than a few areas still a little too wet. The bias is to the downside here. Old crop beans finished higher, a little bit more of a tighter situation there. We're still seeing some demand around for beans. Beans is pretty well fairly close to meeting their export projections. We still got a few more weeks to go before the end of the marketing year, and they're holding there a lot better than what the trade previous was looking at here a couple months ago. July corn up 10 to 11, 12 cents early in the day. Talk of some Chinese corn business taking place. But as we got into midday there, just kind of ran out of gas. The July D's corn spread ran out there to a new high move. And even though it sold off more in the back ends, the July did, it July D spread still over $1.50, still higher than it was last summer there. So talk of liquidation, talk maybe a little weaker cash bids around. We'll have to watch to see what open interest did and who did what in the July here tomorrow. For the most part, it's just a liquidating contract. This last trading day in the July grains will be next Friday there, Todd.
The July contract is moving through the 10, the 20, and the 100-day, and I guess kind of settled, not right on, but down near what the 50-day moving average. So I would suspect maybe a lot of trade that was triggered by the computers for the day?
Well, probably a little bit. The thing is, in the July, we're just kind of winding that contract down. There's only about 22,000 contracts open interest. We traded about 15,000 contracts versus 152,000 in the D's there, so it's not going to take very many buys or sells to move that July around.
Oh, just tell me it doesn't matter so much.
Just jump right in there. But technically, when you look at the July contract futures chart, we've been in an uptrend channel here ever since the April lows. The high we made here today was close to the upper end channel range there. Then, of course, we need to hold the next 5 to 10 cents here to keep it in that upward momentum. But it's a pretty nasty hook reversal down.
Mm-hmm.
The 91 was some targets, and we got to 90. So I imagine some recoveries if we get back to those lows going to be pretty well sold. But there was quite a bit of pickup producer selling for guys that did have a little cash corn left around.
Daryl Good today, early this morning, wrote in his weekly outlook he thought the trade was underestimating the yield potential for the crop, at least as it goes with the crop ratings that come out on Monday afternoon. And those will be important to watch. Do you think he's right?
Well, at this point, for the most part, we feel the crop's looking better every day. If things stay fairly well, I think the good to excellent category can go up in that mid-70s, good to excellent readings. And
mm-hmm.
In that case, some of these guys will tend to put a higher yield on it, yes. The big thing is the harvested acres. That's going to be the thing that's debated probably more than yield as we move along in here, is to figure out where we are of harvested acres from prevent plant or just holes around and so forth. But this crop's looking fairly good. Even the wheat crop, talking guys cutting wheat, if this weather would cooperate, they're talking about one of the best soft red winter wheat crops we've seen in a long time. So overall, grain stocks, you know, should more production should be on the rise here until we see some type of, you know, adverse weather pattern develop maybe later on in the growing season.
Yeah, the wheat has turned, and I suppose you're telling me some combines are running. What kind of yields are you hearing?
It varies. Most just want to say best wheat they've had in a long time, but I've heard, you know, 85 to 105.
Yeah.
So don't know about getting the double crop beans in. If it stays wet in the south, east, or on the east, guys were pretty anxious about trying to get some beans in. Now they're worried about getting the wheat out, so that could be an interesting thing to watch here as we move into late this week, first part next week.
Yeah, I talked about wheat last year and the drought, but of course wheat wasn't impacted nearly so much, if at all, by the drought, simply because it came in, and the wheat crop last year wasn't terribly bad, at least for the soft red winter wheat. Anything that we ought to talk about for the livestock?
Well, we're seeing hogs kind of run out of steam here. Hog and pig report didn't really show expansion. Mm-hmm. It's still, that number coming out, still questions about feed use for this next year. You know, you can talk about maybe feeding a little heavier, but they're feeding about as much as they want to feed anyway. But the idea are that with the big run we've had, we might have seen a little bit of a top in the hog complex. Cattle, they continue to try to talk negative with, boy, we're going to have heat and demand's going to slip, but not this week. So we'll see what happens here as we go into 4th of July clearance in this cooler weather. But still feeling that the downside in the cattle here has been reached by the June contract is 118, and see if we can't move on up this 125, 126 level, Todd.
The livestock numbers in general across the board are a little bit higher than they were last year, I think, at this time. And that, I guess, implies that grain stocks, which aren't really that big, and usage was, what, about 60 million bushels more for feed, if you back figure it, in the grain stocks report in the last quarter. And they're going to have more coming up in this quarter.
Yeah, maybe rabbit feed or chicken feed or something that likes to go. But no, feeders are looking strong here. And the idea is this, at least the corn market here could stay soft here for a while.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care, Todd.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities. He's out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us on the closing market report right here on this Monday afternoon.